The Bachram. Okay, we continue the Rambam. We're in Perek Beis, Halacha Test Vav. Last two halachas here. Our last topic was blood. Now we're going to talk about gravestones. Not graves, but gravestones. Okay, we're going to talk about two different types of gravestones. Now there's the simple grave, where you dig a hole in the ground and you put someone in it. Well, there's no gravestone per se. But what I mean to say is it's not an encasement that holds the body. It's just going in the ground. There's nothing to talk about. So it's just a tumma. There's a different type of tumma. But we're talking about an above ground grave where you're encasing.
Like in Israel. I don't know how it is in Israel.
Yeah. It's above ground.
It's coffins. Above ground. It's stone. It's stone. It's like a
stone coffin.
That's permanent.
Above ground.
It's in the ground. It's above ground and it's totally covered on all four sides.
I thought the body's go back to the earth.
Well, the body is on the earth. But the thing is on top of it, that's all. So it's going back to the earth, doesn't matter. The body will decompose just as well above the earth.
No, it'll stay in the stone casing, won't it?
I didn't say that. I said the casing.
On all sides.
On the outside.
On the outside, but not on the bottom.
Outside.
Okay, sorry.
So we're talking about, that's called the kever we're talking about now. That's what you call a permanent structure. That ain't moving anywhere. No one can move that. Okay? That's the first one we're going to talk about. So, hakever, an above ground grave for the mace. You want to just close the door?
It's close the door.
Kolzman shahatuma besocho, as long as there's a dead body inside of it, mitama, that casing, that grave, will be metama bimaga ubaohel if you touch it or if you go over it, right? Kames dintara, just like a dead body itself, and that's a biblical law.
So what do you do if you fly over it with a plane?
So it depends. It could be a problem. Shenamar, as it says, O bemase, O beetzem adam, O becover. You touch a dead body, a bone, or a grave, and that's what it means by a kever. Again, when it's just in the ground, there's no kever, it's just ground. Okay? Now, just a simple trick question now. It's a trick question I'm going to ask. You're tame by touching it, and you're tame by tenting it. Why not tame by moving it?
How are you going to get it?
Because you can't move it. Okay, just to know that. Okay. It's like, mom, it's hundreds of pounds. I mean, that's heavy. You cannot move that. Okay? So fine. Now, what? It doesn't matter if you touch the roof of the grave. I want to get a big salve. You touch the walls on the side. Okay, it's going to be tame. Now, let's define this a little better. Vehu, and how do we find this? Define this kever as she banui. It's built above ground. In other words, it's a structure. Meaning, people have built it. This structure, this sosum, and it's totally enclosed because it will be open a tefach. Then the tuma goes out from the tefach. Okay, and there's be different all kinds of different halachas over there. We're not going to go there, but it's got to be totally enclosed, built by human beings.
So if there was a small opening, then there's no time.
Discuss it when we get to it. Okay. Right now, we're just learning the classic kever.
Classic.
Acher kach, and then after you've done that, the way we've described, it's built above ground. It's totally enclosing the dead body. Acher kulo mitame b'mavdol, the entire structure, any part you touch. You become tame, any part you go over, that's an ova. Okay, that's one type of grave. Avol, hamamid, this is going to be now more of a temporary kind. If, let's say, you set up kalim, various utensils, o avonim, or stones, ukayayitzvim, similarly, bitzidames, to the side of the dead person, meaning it's not enclosed, it's not encasing, as it were, the person, but you just putting it over it, like you could set up a couple rocks, as we'll see. He's going to explain. body's going to be covered, but it's not like one big casing here. Just take a bunch of stones and pile it up, as it were. To the side, and then milmala, and then you're covering up big kalim with utensils, or bavonim, or with stones. Okay, that's a whole different category. So zeha kisui, this cover, hamuto milmala, suspended above, nikra is called in the Talmudic parlance, golel. The top part is called the golel, which is from the word rolled, meaning it's rolled on top of the mace, like lila, golel. The top part is called the golel. Ve'elat stadim, and the stuff on the side, hamamidim as a gol, that supports that golel, shunisha, that rests on it, nikraim dofek. They're called the dofek, which is the support. Okay? Ushneim, and both of them, hagolel o hadofek, either one of those two, mitama bemagel uba ohel kakover. It's also metama by touch or with ohel, like a grave. However, v'tumasa medivrei sofrim. It's only a rabbinic tuma, v'einim metama b'masa. And here he could say it's not tami b'masa by moving it, because these you could move because they are utensils. Okay. So, and there's other reasons he gives, but it's not tame in that. And that and the tame it is, it's only derabbanan. For whatever reason, it is derabbanan. It doesn't give the reason over here. Lafika, therefore, let's give examples of how there'll be no tuma of masa, where it could be possible to carry it. Im gorar hagolel b'chavolin. If you drag the top part with ropes. Okay? In other words, either achikisabasamesa, so you're rolling it over to cover the dead body. What are you making me funny at? Did I read something wrong?
Did we say that if you carry, you get stomach?
No, you don't. Ain't a metame b'masa. Only the reason the Rambam's mentioning it is because it's possible to carry it. Remember, the permanent grave, he didn't mention it because you can't carry it anyway.
Right.
Here he's just mentioning it because it's theoretically possible to carry it,
so,
and he's making it clear that it's not metame just by carrying it.
If you carry, why wouldn't you be?
Well, let me change the word. Let me change the word. Move it. Move it. Is that a better word? Not touch it, move it. Let me explain. I was going to say. So let's say, where I'm up to now, I lost the place. You drag that goal with ropes. You're pulling the ropes, but you're not touching it, but you're moving it. Achikisos, until it covers up the mace. So you're putting it on. Right? Ogroro, or you're dragging it. Oshamamto, or you pull it. Mialamase, off of the dead body. Again, not with your body, but with ropes or something. So you pull it off. Oshigorha dofek, or you drag the dofek. Those are the supports now. Achehemila golel. In other words, you're pushing them up so you can get the top right on, but you're pushing them. Let's say using a piece of wood or something. Oshmato b'chavol mitachzol, or you're pulling it out with ropes under the golel. These are four examples of just moving them without touching them. Hareiz the Torah. That's even Torah to Rabbanan. That's no problem. Udvarim shesoga dofek. What about, let's say you got the golel, the dofek, but let's say the dofeks need supports under them. You need supports for the supports. As a dofek, behind they're called, very original word, dofek dofkim, supports of supports. They're always tar, no matter what. So that's the rule. So the standard kever will be metame, ohel, and maga, any part of it, doiraisa. The golel and dofek is metame, those two only derabbanan. Yeah?
So stones are susceptible to tumah? I thought they had to be like a
Kelly
kind of thing. Or is
that...
These are
cute. No, it's just stone.
It's stones. You're mixing up with kashrus.
Oh,
I don't know what you're mixing up with.
I just thought...
Why not? Why can't it be tumah?
Like,
so he says, Mark's saying that sometimes you need a Kelly to carry
tumah. These are all different kinds. We're talking about tumah's mace now. We're talking about tumah's mace. It's a tumah's
mace. You're taking a shovel and you're putting taking it with a shovel.
Then not tummy. You're only moving it. You're not touching it. And as long as you're not...
You're carrying it. I don't understand why carrying wouldn't count in this case.
It's not metame. It's just not metame. Even if you are. You are. It doesn't give off that tumah. That's all I'm saying. It doesn't give off that tumah.
Remember, this isn't the thing.
Just because you're carrying it doesn't mean you're going to be tummy. There's rules. Sometimes you get all three ways. Sometimes two. Sometimes one. That's just the halacha. That's the halacha. It doesn't even right. It doesn't have it. Often you'll find, not always, but often you'll find derabbanans don't have all three. And part of that is to show that it's derabbanan. Okay, now, two more derabbanans coming up here. Now, sada shenechresh bo kever, let's say a field has been plowed, and in the field was a kever, was a grave. Okay, it's been plowed really well. And now the bones, they're getting, they get crushed. And there's bits of bone of the dead body all throughout the entire field. Okay? He anikros, it has a Talmudic term. It's called base hapras.
Yeah.
Base hapras. Okay, base hapras so literally means, pras means to cut in half. To cut. So it means a place where the body of a person was cut up. Because the plow just plowed through. So it's a base hapras. So what's the law? Now there's a concern that there's small pieces of the body the size of a barley corn in various places in the space of Pras. It could be not, could be in certain places, not in other places. All right, it's a big field. So the halacha is, v'afarim etame, so the dirt of the space of Pras, the higher dirt, obviously, the time of maga b'masa, that's maga b'masa, and not ohel, Shema Yeshbo Etzem Kisora, maybe there's somewhere over there a bone the size of a barley corn. Veinu Matamel, it's not, doesn't give off a tum of oil. Okay? Vechein Kol Arzos Amin, so to non Jewish lands. Afarn Matame Begamasa, also their dirt is Matama by touching or carrying. Ibnei Shat Samos She'ein Yisrael, because they're not careful about any bones at all, where they bury anywhere, even. Even remember, goyish bones can be matame too if you touch them, right? Not ohel, but if you touch them. So they don't care about that.
That doesn't count.
What?
There's no ohel in this.
That's right. The tumas based on process. I mean, these last tumas we mentioned, midivre so from the only rabbinic in nature, not biblical.
So that means all foreign lands are considered?
Yes. Toronto is, you walk on the streets of Toronto.
So what do you do if you're Cohen?
You don't got a choice. You gotta walk somewhere.
Why don't you take the high ground?
Go to Israel.
I'll be in Scotland before you.
Go to Israel. Okay.
So the first part happens when they're doing building highways in Israel.
That's a big problem.
Wow.
A big problem when they come, all of a sudden they find there's a grave. What are you gonna do? You're gonna go make a little loop around, you know how much money? I understand the government's position. You know, just make one little, okay, just move the highway.
Maybe the Cohen's
highway
can only go in certain lanes.
So, you know, then you gotta make the angle. That means like a mile back, you already have to start a different angle to go around and this and that. So I definitely understand if you're a secular government, what are you drinking us a cup with? How many dollars it's going to cost? But anyway, that is an issue. Not an issue of tumah, really. There is tumah issue because they're desecrating the graves.
Yeah, that's another issue.
That's the bigger issue. Okay, what the Rambam is going to do now in the third chapter, next halachas, is going to review everything we learned now and put them into categories. So it's going to be a little bit of a review. And we'll see how much we remember.
Back to that last part.
Or how much we forgot already.
So, if we're saying a coin, just by being in a populated area or even not, is becoming tummy.
It's only rabbinic tumah.
Okay.
Remember.
So that's why they still have to.
And you're living in Gaulis. I mean, what can you do?
That means they still have to be careful not to become more tummy if there's such a thing.
Yeah, right. You can't say, well, since I'm tummy anyway, I can go to a funeral. No, the funeral will be biblical tumah.
How about a hospital? That's another issue.
Okay, there's all kinds of issues. Let's try to stay on the topic. Okay, so the next halacha is review. Eila mitamim b'maga b'masvah. Let's start with the first group. Has all, can contract in all three ways. Not necessarily all of them are biblical. The Rambam only later is going to mention which ones are rabbinic and which ones are biblical. Maybe you can remember which ones are. But this is the beginning of the list. Number one, Hames, a dead body.
That's biblical.
That's for sure. Afilu nefel, even a miscarriage. Shaloni skashre var begidim, even though the bones and the vibrates didn't connect with the sinews, it came out in pieces, the miscarriage. It's all category one, dead body. Number two, ksayis mipsar hames, a ksayis from the flesh of a dead body. That's number two. Next, ukezayis notso, the kezayis of the rotting flesh, the smelly liquidy.
Yeah.
Remember we said that's the third one. But to make sure that it's not phlegm and that kind of stuff,
yeah,
you recall?
No, okay.
Right? So it's those three. Remember we had there was a precondition over there. Remember we assumed that it is unless it, what did we say? It congeals? What did we say it was exactly?
If it congeals, then it's blood, it's not mucus.
Remember, we talked about that, right? That's number three. Four, ve'ever min ha'chai, a limb that's coming off a living person. Five, the aver mean a mace, and an aver from a dead person. But remember, it's got to have sheish aleim baser karoy. It's got sufficient flesh on it. Remember, it's missing some flesh and it doesn't regenerate. Six, vahashidra, a complete skeleton, spine. Seven, vagugolas, a complete brain, head, skull. Eight, Vero Vinyana, the majority of the structure of the skeleton. Nine, Vero Vinyana, the majority of the Avorim bones of the human being. Ten, Verova Atsamos Mikol Makom, a quarter of a kav of bones, six eggs worth of remember two or more bones may come from anywhere. Afal pi shebem lo rov binyan, even though it doesn't have the other four qualities, doesn't have rov binyan, lo rov minyan, not the majority of the structure, not majority of bones. And number 11, now you got to read this a little because Rama's going to say it's 12, you're only going to see 11, so we got to add a little bit here. Reviz dam, a reviz of blood, and now you got to add an a reviz dam tvusa. Got to add those two words. Reviz dam tfusa. Remember, dam tfusa was, we had that before, where you got the blood is splattering out, and some of it was before it died, and some was after died, and now it's mixed up, and you're not exactly sure what's going on over there, so we call that dam
tfusa. These aren't drops.
It's gushing.
It's gushing.
You don't know how much came out when he was alive, how much it came when he was dead. So it's dam tfusa. And the Rambam said, that one is Durabanan. That one is Durabanan. Okay, so that's, so the first category is Tame, all three, touch, move, all hell. All three over there. That's why he puts that on that nice category. And one is Durabanan, the last one's Durabanan. Now we're going to move on to a different category, Beis. Ve'elu metamim b'magu b'masa. These one are tame with touching and movement, but ve'ein metamim ba'ohel. They don't give tuma in an ohel, which is aver minachai. If a limb off of a living flesh that was now a regular aver minachai, complete aver minachai has complete in all three. But this one, it's shechaser besar, it's missing some flesh. The ein bo lahalas arucha, and it's not enough to regenerate itself. Okay, that we said is only tamei b'magdo b'masa, and not the ohel. Also, ve'evin achai, shechaser besaro, that's missing part of the flesh. O atzmo, or part of the bone. Ve'lo nishar basar kedei lahalas arucha, there's not enough flesh to regenerate it as well. Okay. Now, I'm not sure why he's adding that thing. Vaver min ha, oh, I'm sorry. It's maver min hames. Sorry. Let me backtrack. Aver min hames from a dead body, but still missing either some of the flesh or some of the bone, and there's not enough flesh to regenerate that. That's number two. Three, oshechaser ha'etzem, if the bone is missing, even though there's enough, but it's just a bone, and it's flesh for that. It's not an aver, but a bone. Four, vahashidra, the spine, but shechasera, it's, now the next four are really the same thing. It's the spine, but it's missing the aimba rova atzamos. It doesn't have the majority of the atzamos. So then what do you got? You got to go with what's less than that. So it has less amount to give lesser tumah. Valgulgol is a skull. Shechaser is missing. Vein barov atzamas and doesn't have a quarter kav of bones as well. The etzem and a bone. Afilu kisora, even the size of a barley corn. Remember, because that's the point. Because the others are a barley corn. At least a barley corn, even though they're missing, but they're still a barley corn. Even the bone just the size of a barley corn, we said, is matamba babanga bamasa. So all these other cases, they're going to really become because they're like at least a barley corn. See, the other, you want, it's missing enough to be tamay all three, so it drops back to, well, it's at least got a bone like a barley corn, right? There it's amim and the nations of the non-Jews. Ube sapras, and that's and the grave that was plowed over, hakol shiva. That gives us a total of seven. Okay, next. So that was what the tama b'maga ubamasa. Gimel. We move to the next one. There's four possibilities. Tame all three ways. Tame maga b'masa. Next one is maga and ohel. And not masa, that we just learned today.
Yeah.
Hagolo v'hadofek. Those two things, that golo and the dofek, the top part and the side parts over the grave, mitamav magobo ohel, kakever, just like a grave, ve'ena mitamav masa, not mitamav masa, and for that matter, a grave as well. Right? So we got the third category, mitamav maga uba ohel, but not b'masa. Okay? So now we got only one option left. Is masa and ohel, carrying and moving and tenting and not touching. And what's that? Harakov. Remember the decomposed bones we learned yesterday?
Yeah.
You have two handfuls of decomposed bones. We said ohel works, moving works, but you can't really touch it.
Right?
Right? Because you're not touching
it's
the two hands, right? So mitame b'masa, you carry it, you can be mitame, ubal, you can tent it, vein and tapa b'maga. It's not going to give you a tuma b'maga. So now we've gone through all four categories, right? So now he just wants to clarify which ones that may not be clear, which ones are doraisa and which ones are drabana. Now, tumas rova atzamas bohel. What about a tuma of a quarter of a kav of bones in an ohel? V'tumas revis adam, and the tuma of a revis of blood. V'tumas of an aver she'enol of basar karoy min ames, and the limb that does not have enough flesh to regenerate itself properly. And we're talking about an aver bay min ames, regardless if it's from a dead person, the aver bay min achai yei roli. It appears to me that those tumas that they had shekulam timasam ena din toira. Not everybody agrees with this Rambam. He says they're rabbinic tumas. These last four that he mentions, rovat somas in an ohel, tumas of his dam aver that doesn't have to regenerate. They're only, it's not, why? Because he's psak. Remember, what things can't the nazir come in contact with? Nazir can't come in contact things that are biblically will be metamehim. So therefore, he's going to say, he says by a nazir, these things aren't metamehim. He doesn't have to get a haircut for him. He says, shrei eina nazir megalech aleihem. The nazir does not have to cut his hair for these kemoshibar and nazirus, as explained in nazirus. There he writes that you have higher shiurim. The Rambam holds, even though he gave certain shiurim up till now, he said those shiurim are to get your tummy derabbanan. If you look in the footnote, it says here, he says a nazir only cuts his hair if there's a half a kav of bones.
Wow.
12 eggs, not six.
Whoa.
So what, six is only derabbanan? 12 is deraisa. He also says you need a half a log of blood, not a revis, which is a quarter. So it's two revis. When we say blood was a revis, that's only the Rambanan says Rambam. A lot of people argue on this Rambam. The Rambam says you need more. And an aver that has to have sufficient flesh and this doesn't. So therefore, it's only Drabanan.
So the Nazir,
yes, because he directs from them. And similarly, and if you have these four last tumas, you won't be chayav al bias hamikdash for going into the base hamikdash because it's only rabbinic tuma. When you get kares for going to the tumah, only doraisa tumas. Any particular tumah that a mace will not have to take a haircut for it, it is not a din Torah. It's not. No, what did I say? Okay, a nazir. Thank you. A nazir is only for that. Okay. We're going to stop it here. The next topic, which will begin on Monday, is going to talk about the dust, the bone dust, and all the conditions for bone dust to be metame.